Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I'm going to talk about, what am I going to talk about today? No, it's not visas. I'm going to talk about how much to give your woman per month. That's always a question from people, and I'll tell you something. I don't even like the question. And I'll tell you why. First of all, what I think and what may be true is that many, many men come here and they hook up with some girl. She's very cute and they find themselves falling in love with her. But the girl is probably not very well educated, or she's been working on a farm, or she's a bar girl, or whatever she is. And many of the men go, well, you know, it doesn't matter. You just need a little bit of money and I'll take care of you. It's not a problem. I'll give you the money. Well, maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's not. Where the problem begins and where it starts to happen is the amount of money you're supposed to give the woman. If her amount and your amount don't coincide, then you're going to have problems. I mean, I've heard, you know, bar girls tell me they've earned 50,000, 100,000 baht a month just from men sending it to them. Okay. I knew one girl a long, long time ago. She was a cute girl for sure. And she had a nice body. She was, and she didn't like, she hated, in fact, hanging out with foreigners, and trying to make a better life for herself that way. She hated it. Cause I talked to her about it. I got to know her a little bit over the course of a year or so. And she hated doing that, but she just said, you know, I got to do it. I don't know what else to do. I don't have a good education, and, you know, my opportunities are limited, so that's what I'm doing. And she was a good-looking girl, so, you know, hey, whatever. So she found some guy that would give her 50,000 baht a month, and she hooked up with him, and she stayed with him. And it's the last I saw her, she was with the guy. But to, I mean, that's almost 2,000 bucks a month. I mean, what is that? Like $1,650 a month. That's a lot of money. Okay. And now I don't usually talk about myself and my wife and everything. And there's a reason for it, because I don't want to, but I got to say that, first of all, one thing I'm very proud of my wife working. And I'll tell you why. Because when we first had kids, when she was pregnant, she was finishing up university, and she had some school grant or something, and she was okay. She didn't need any money. She was all right. And then when she got pregnant, and you know, we got married, she got pregnant, and we had the kids. She said to me, you know, listen, well, you know, I guess I should go to work or whatever. I'm like, no, you stay home with the kids. This is a time that is very, very important to the children. And I think it's important that you stay with them and you get to bond with them. And I was able to work from my home. So both of us got to bond with our kids. And we have a very tight relationship. Our family is very, very tight. I will say that. And, you know, I was very happy for her to stay home. Now, obviously, she wasn't earning very much money. She has a little side business, and she's had this for many, many years. She wasn't earning very much money, but she didn't really need for a lot. But the thing is that I was responsible for paying the bills. I had to pay the rent, had to pay the electric, had to pay the water, had to pay the cable, internet, food, and whatever the kids needed and stuff like that. So my nut wasn't really huge, but you know, it wasn't cheap, because you know, within a matter of 2 years we had two kids. So you know, that bumps up the expenses a little bit. Now, after about, I guess it was about 7 years, 8 years, she wanted to start working. I said, okay, you know, good, fine, whatever, go work. You know, good for you. Now, the time when she wasn't working, what I would do, the way I worked it, was I would give her the money to pay certain bills. They were her responsibility. And I would make sure that she got the money and that there was some money left over all the time so that she always had a little money in her pocket. It wasn't huge, but I wanted her to have some money. I didn't think it was right that she's staying home with the kids and she doesn't have any money. And she's going, oh, well, I got to pull from the grocery money because I needed to buy something and you weren't around. So I always made sure to give extra money. And I think the way that it worked was I had about 50,000 baht in bills that she needed to pay. I had my own bills that I needed to pay too. Okay. That was something like 50,000 baht. She had bills like the rent and thing, whatever the bills were that were in her name, and we had some savings going on and stuff, some savings plans. I would give her that money. Maybe I'd give her 50,000 for that to cover those bills. Maybe it was 48,500, and then I'd give her an extra 10,000 for her pocket, so she'd have 2,500 baht a month, or 2,500 baht a week rather. To do whatever she had to do. And what she would usually do is spend it on the kids or on me or on food or something. You know, she, oh, we, you know, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Can we get a pizza? Yeah, okay. Oh, I'll pay for it. All right, fine. And that was great, okay? But I hear these guys paying, you know, some Isan girl 50,000 baht, 30,000 baht. And girls, you're living out in a village. I mean, you can eat for 200-300 baht a day. And if your house is paid for and you don't need a whole lot, what are you paying for? I mean, okay, so you save some money, you do this, you do that. All right, you got to go here, you got to go there, you got to put gas in the car. Okay, fine, I understand about that. But what is she going to do with all that money? I mean, and this is something that I was very fortunate because I always knew that if some girl was saying to me, oh, you need to pay, you know, $15,000 to marry me, and then you've got to pay me this much every month so I can give to my family, you've got to give my family another $500 a month, I was like, man, you know what? Something's not right. I don't like it. Something's not right. Okay, I got to pay you and give you money, but yet I'm paying all the bills. I'm taking care of everything. And all you got to do is be a housewife. Okay, nothing against housewives, but let's face it, you're going to pay if somebody has to pay a sinsot and they're going to pay every single month to their wife and her family, what are you getting out of the deal? I mean, really, that's how I look at it. Now, I didn't really think that way. I'll tell you, when I hooked up with my wife and her family found out we were together, it was like, uh-oh, what am I going to do? I don't really have that much money. And my wife said, just let me handle it. My wife handled everything. And we got married at the Ampere, and we didn't have any big Thai wedding or anything. We just got married because she was living here with me, and her family was living in the South. Well, her mother, her father had passed away. And you know, it was just as simple as that. We went down and paid for we paid the 50 baht or whatever it was and got taken care of. And you know, I took care of her for many, many years without her spending a dime of her own money most of the time. And, you know, there were times when I didn't particularly like it, but it's a responsibility. I mean, it's like, I don't particularly like going to immigration sometimes, but I have to do it. Sometimes you got to do things you don't like to do. And there were times when I was like, oh, shit, I got to pay another bill. This came up. I didn't expect that. Oh, but, you know, whatever. That's part of life. So, you know, I didn't have any problem with it. Now she's working and she's done very, very well for herself. She contributes to our family. I contribute to our family. If I need a couple hundred baht from her, she'll give it to me. If I need some money, she'll give it to me. It's not a problem. If she needs some money and I have it, I'll give it to her. It's not a problem. It's very equal, our relationship. And to me, that's how it should be. Now, her mother passed away about a year ago. I know that when we first were going out, sometimes she would send her mother money from what I gave her. She would send her mother a little bit of money. Not much, a couple thousand baht or something. But her family is and was never poor. They were never as poor as, you know, some Isaners whose house is falling down and they need to buy the wood and try to build a new house. And there was none of that, okay? They always had houses, and their rubber farm was able to pay the bills. So they were what – I guess it was what would be considered a lower middle class, okay, being a rubber farmer. I'm not quite sure, but that's what I think. That's about where I think they stood. They were never rich, but they weren't poor. They always had enough money to eat. They always had electricity. They had water. They had food. There was no problems with any of that. And most of the time, everybody in her family is driving around in a car, and they've got their act together. They got TVs, and so they're not exactly what you would call poor people. And my wife said to me, you know, listen. My family doesn't need money from me. And if my mother needs some money, I'll give her some money. Fine. It's no problem. You know, but it's not the kind of relationship that some people have where they're going, oh, I've got to give my girl 15,000 baht a month. And personally, this is just my opinion and just my own feeling. This is why I always say marry a girl who has the opportunity to make a good living. And it's not necessarily about the money. It's being able to take care of yourself and take care of your kids if you're not around. For me, that's huge. Okay, I know personally that we have a couple little safeguards in place. One of them, which I never counted on, but you know, it's supposedly still there, is Social Security. If something happens to me, my kids receive money every month. Or she will receive money. And actually, since my kids would receive more money, they would probably – the way that it would work is they would opt to get the money, and she would be responsible for it, but she would not get any money to her name per se, because you can't get from – you can't get from the kids and from for her. Both parties cannot get the money. Apparently, that's how it works. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So anyway, because there's two of them, the way that it works and the way that the total was, I think it's something like $1,600 a month. That's what they would get. There's savings plans that we have. There are some other little things that we have set up. Excuse me. And, okay, so, you know, between those things and her being able to work and the money that she makes, she can easily take care of my children. And to me, that's important. Now, what I don't always understand is how a guy can go and marry some girl who she doesn't have a pot to piss in. She's dirt poor. She doesn't have an education. Okay, let's say he learns to speak a little Thai. She learns a little English. She get along. And I've been in this position because I used to go out with this girl in Udon Thani who that was her. She didn't have a pot to piss in. Her family had a little house, but she had no education. She didn't finish her education. And she was destined to be a laborer to just – work on the farm or whatever, and that was it. And I didn't break up with her because of that. I broke up because we were so dissimilar that I just found it to be pretty boring. I couldn't talk to her about much, and I just wanted to be in a different kind of relationship. That's about the best way I can put it. There was nothing really negative about her, but that's how I felt. I want to be in a different kind of a relationship. I want to be able to talk to things about the outside world. I want somebody who has a little more going for them, I guess. But I don't know how that sounds. But my point is that if you come here and you hook up with somebody who is poor, dirt poor. I mean, I'm talking about so poor that they're like, you got to give me money every month or I can't be with you. Well, then what are you going to be with them for? I mean, if you really love them, fine. set it up somehow that if you're gone and you have a couple of kids, the kids are going to be taken care of. Otherwise, I don't see the point. I think it's better, in my opinion, to – and this is just my opinion. I know some people don't agree with me, especially those with wives who are living in Isan and who don't have a pot to piss in or didn't. Whatever. You know, I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying that if you find yourself a girl who has a career of her own, or she's educated enough to have a career of her own and to take care of herself, and she doesn't need your money. She's not saying, you need to give me money or I can't be with you. Well, you're better off right from the start, okay? So that's my opinion, and that's why I think that paying women money, it's one thing to give them an allowance if they are watching your kids. You know, your kids are young, they're growing up, or she can't work for some reason. Maybe she's disabled or whatever. You're earning so much more money that it doesn't make sense for her to go to work. The thing is that it, originally when my wife first started working, she was very hesitant, and I was very hesitant to let her go to work, because a lot of times the way that the businesses are set up here is it is not an employee's market. It's an employer's market. The employer calls the shots. A lot of times they treat the ties like that are working for them like shit. And I didn't want my wife to go through that. I was like, you know, listen, I make enough. You know, if you're going to go work there and they're going to give you a hard time, they're going to make you work overtime, they don't want to pay you or something like that, then don't work for them. Quit. Simple as that. And it took a few times to get that through to her head, and also to get to where she felt comfortable saying, listen, I'm leaving, you know, and she didn't have to tell them what was going on or whatever. And then she went through two or three jobs where she found, then she found a good place where she could work. And, you know, she was happy and she started getting ahead and she started doing very well. And so, okay, that's how it worked out. But it doesn't have to be like that. I mean, it could be however. But my point is that if you come over here and after – and you take a year or so like I recommend, and you get to – you learn Thai, you get to know the culture, and then you start going out with a woman and you don't let her pressure you into this bullshit of, well, this is Thailand, this is how it's done – you don't fall for all that, and you stick to your guns and you're strong about things, and you don't just think that, you know, well, this is Thailand, so I've known her for a month, I got to marry her or whatever it is, or, oh, you know, I'm going to have to go back home, so I better marry her before I leave. Well, you know, if it's meant to be, she'll wait around. If it's not, you know, then she won't. I mean, I hate to put it that way, because, you know, I've been in that position too, where I've been like, wow, I might have to go back home. And I got this girl here. I don't know what I'm going to do with her. You know, I mean, she might not be around when I come back. And, you know, what are you supposed to do? Well, what you're supposed to do is you got to do what's most important and what's better for you. Not what's better for you and her, and not what's better for her. You're supposed to do what's better for you. And this is the thing. So if some girl says to you, oh, this is the Thai way, you need to marry me now. Well, you know what, honey? Listen, I don't need to do shit. Very simple. I don't have to do anything. I may have to pay some consequences. Maybe I won't. But I don't have to do anything because this is the Thai way. You know, we're in Thailand. We got to do things like Thais do. But you know what? I'm a foreigner. And when I can, I do things my way, which may not be the same as the Thai way. And that's just how it goes. You don't give in and just say, oh, she wants me to buy her a new car and a house and give $500,000 baht to marry her. Are you fucking crazy? I mean, you know, most guys, they'll never have to give that kind of it's not a dowry, but the sinsot. They'll never have to do that. Most guys won't have to do that, okay? Listen, I went to a Thai wedding a while ago. I've been to several, and I went to one. The guy gave his wife 800,000 baht. Now, he was not wealthy, but he had a chunk of money, but that was like everything he had, okay? He gave her that. Now, they've been together for 10 years or so now, and they have no problems. So whatever, I mean, you know, if it, she stays home, they've got like three kids, she stays home with her kids, and, you know, he always makes sure she's got some money and whatever, but it's just like in America, it's or wherever, you know, you're a couple, your money, you know, you've got your own money, she's got some of her own money, and then you got money that is for the family. That's how I see things. And that's what I do here. We have money that is both of our money. It belongs to both of us. And then she has her own bank account. She has her own credit cards. And I got my own. And I like it that way. For us, it works very well. So I would say when it comes down to how much do you give your girl – I would say don't give her more than $10,000 or $15,000 unless you're extremely wealthy. It comes from a privileged background where that's absolutely necessary. Or, you know, taking her out for dinner and doing things and paying some of the bills is enough. Like that's what it is in my case. And we've actually been talking about how we need to do this and need to do that. And it's for the good of our family for the long term. And I think if you remember that, if you get somebody, you get a partner who is concerned about your family and not so much her mother and father and her family, you are her family. You marry her, you are her family. Okay? You need to be her family and she needs to be yours. I mean, you know, if you're husband and wife, you're a family. So to me, I always was under the impression that and I refuse to believe otherwise because I won't accept it, is that I'm the husband. If you have any problem putting me on the same level as your mother and father or brothers and sisters or whatever, well, then that's a problem to me, okay? And I believe there was a video quite some time ago that I did about something about how Latinas – treat their men differently, their husbands differently than their family members, and the husbands are just kind of viewed as a provider, and they're just there, and they're not all that special. Well, I don't know. I think maybe it has to do with my personality, maybe it has to do with my wife, maybe it has to do with there are many things it could be, but I don't believe in that bullshit. Okay, you know. My family is my family, and my mother and father and my sister are my family also, and everybody is equal to me. I don't put one before the other because, oh, she's my mother, so I better do this, I better do that. Now, it obviously depends on the situation. I mean, you know, if you've got a mother and she's dying of cancer and she wants you to come home, and the wife is saying, no, I don't want you to, well, that's a problem. But I think if she's a good woman, she's probably not, she's going to understand that, and she's not going to have a problem with it. So, you know, the money part is just a small part of the relationship. It doesn't have to be a huge issue. And the thing is right when you see a girl in the beginning starting to say to you, "Oh, you've got to give me money," right from the start, man. To me, you know what? Bye bye. You know. It's like, listen, why don't we just have sex once in a while and I'll give you a little bit of money? If that's what you want money? I'll just give you a little money every time we have sex and that's it. Because I don't want to take care of you, okay? Because all you want is my money. That's how I look at it. Now, there is another way of thinking about it, and that is that, you know, listen, I'm older. I got a hot young chick who wants to be with me, and she needs money. Her family needs money. I'm helping her out. I love her. I care about her. I'll give her the cash. I got plenty of money. I'll give her the cash and that's it. Simple as that. The relationship is based on business, and that's a Chinese way, a Thai way. A lot of countries, their marriage, that's how their marriages operate. But I don't think it's so much the case here in Thailand. Definitely it with the poorer of people, yes. But I think that I'm rambling on here, but I think the bottom line is find a woman who's able to take care of herself, and you'll go a lot farther and have a lot less headaches. You find some woman and she's constantly complaining about not having enough money. It's no different back in the States. If you find some girl and all she's doing is complaining about, I don't have enough money. I need to buy shoes. I need to give my mother some money. I need to pay for this. I need to pay for that. Fucking A woman. You know, first of all, get your financial shit together. And second of all, don't bitch to me. Because I'm not the fucking bank. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. So, anyway, that's all I got for now. Until next time, I'm Scott. I am an American in Bangkok. Choke the la chuk and mine.